The Minister of Lands and Natural Resources designate Ni Osamils has outlined a number of measures he will institute to address the Galamsey menace when given the nod. Ni Osamils mentioned sensitization of indigents, setting up of more offices for of the Minerals Commission and EPA at the district level.
We will try to see how far we can improve on what has been done before, because a lot has been done. The task force is there. For example, at the regional level, we know that mining takes place in the district level. We have the local government structure at the district level. We have at the regional level, which controls the district, and at the district level as well, we have the regional and district security. So if this effort at the national level, using the president's initiative, has started, we can replicate this at the district and try and have in place more and more, if you like, monitoring. And we can increase the monitoring, because there also I can say this, the Minerals Commission has offices. All over the country they have at least 9 offices. Now the districts where mining goes on are large. So if things are going wrong in the districts because illegal mining has run free, then we can engage the traditional authorities, and we will continue to engage them to take charge of their districts and their schools. Because you see, I know of one situation, Mr. Chairman, where one chief stood up and refused to allow mining in his area, and it has worked very well. No mining, no degradation, no environmental pollution in his area. So it's possible to have this happen in Ghana with the assistance of the authorities at the traditional level. So that is what I'll aim at.
On land tenure system and disputes, Ni Osamils said he will push for the training of more surveyors to properly carry out mapping of lands in the country.